Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
When someone betrays you and then smiles, how do you react? Well, that was the question posed by researchers at Queen's University Belfast, who have found that it all depends on what type of smile. To explain more, we're joined now by lead researcher and psychology lecturer at Queen's, Dr. Magdalena Ryklovska. And thank you, Magdalena, for joining us this evening on the programme. Just to try and explain what you've done here to our listeners, you ask people to play a game where you'd break their trust. And then you show them a video of a person smiling, saying, here's the person who broke your trust. And based on showing the different videos with the different types of smiles, you measured people's reactions. Is that it?
Hello, yes, that's an excellent summary.
Okay, good. So you looked at three different types of smiles then, or you showed people three different types of smiles. And we might start with what you were calling the dominance smile, which suggests I'm better than you, I'm enjoying watching you fail. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. So we are very much interested in three types of smiles. And the first of them is the dominant smile. So this smile is showed to regulate hierarchies. So it's a smile that feels good for the person who smiles. It might feel very much worse for the person who is watching the smile. This is the smile that communicates that I am better than you, I'm higher in social hierarchies than you, and I'm superior to you in some ways.
Okay, so how did people react then when they saw that smile?
Okay, so we showed, as you mentioned, all three smiles and a neutral expression and the expression of regret. We compared people's reaction to these five expressions after trust has been betrayed. So normally when people observe these three types of smiles in absence of any context, smiles that are friendly or happy are perceived very positively, and the dominant smile is something stressful. So this is when there is no context, when we see a new person. If this person shows us a dominant smile, we're probably not going to like that person, but we will react very positively to someone who makes a happy smile or friendly smile. What we did in this research was to show the three smiles in a situation when trust has been betrayed. And what we observed was that our participants reacted quite similarly to happy smiles or to dominant smiles. But trust was more easily rebuilt when participants saw a friendly smile or something that we call affiliation smile, because the goal of this smile is to build and maintain social relationships.
Okay, so the affiliation smile, sort of like solidarity, I'm with you. Maybe does it show a bit of contrition?
Yes, so this is the smile that has the social function to signal that we want to build or we want to maintain the social relationship with someone. So this is a smile that is a bit less intense than the happy smile. It involves less of the teeth. There's some lip pressing. It may seem a bit embarrassed. It's a good smile for example, meeting your neighbor in the elevator. You're not feeling completely happy, but you still want to show that you're a good, polite human and that you acknowledge the neighbor and that you are, and that you want to keep building your relationship with the neighbor. So in our research, we show that when the smile is shown after betraying trust, it's easier to rebuild trust after that.
Really? So you could do something awful to somebody, completely betray their trust and give them the sort of the elevator neighbor smile, and they might be more likely to come back on board. Just don't show them the teeth.
Well, it's not that simple, of course, because, of course, we get a lot of information from these quick facial signals. So, you know, if you meet a new person, if this person smiles, you're more likely to trust them, you're more likely to judge them as a nice person. And similar, of course, if you do something wrong, it's easier to rebuild trust if you show this affiliation smile or if you show a regret expression, because both these expressions signal that you don't like what just happened,
okay,
and that you want to repair the relationship, you want to undo what happened. But then if you don't follow with the behavior, of course, what matters is the facial expression in context.
Okay, so I understand. So those that smile that you're talking about there, it indicates a little bit of discomfort, which the person who has been betrayed could take to be discomfort at the betrayal, and therefore that indicates the betrayer is not all that comfortable with what they've done and therefore must be a good person.
Exactly.
Aha, I understand. Whereas if you have a very happy smile or a dominant smile, you really couldn't care less, likely to do it again.
Exactly. So the main contribution is that the previous research showed that the dominant smile is clearly different from these two positive smiles, affiliation and happy smile, or the reward smile, as we call it. But in this research, we show that when it happens after betraying trust, the happy smile is just as bad as the dominant smile that normally feels unpleasant. So when we see someone who is happy about doing something very unfair, then the smile is just seen as very problematic.
And just finally then, Magda, presumably you could fake the smile, couldn't you, if you wanted to get back on somebody's good side?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, smile is probably the most frequent facial expression. It's also very easy to do to produce on demand. So these three smiles are assumed to be spontaneous. So we're not talking about these forced smiles that you can make on demand. But of course, you can fake smiles.
Fascinating. Now we all know what to do if we've done wrong and what not to do indeed. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Magda Rykovska, who was working on that report at Queen's University Belfast.